Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain finished were not a disappointment today as the markets continue to be volatile on this holiday shortened week. Of course, we closed at 12 o'clock noon today due to the fact that the 4th of July weekend is upon us. The markets will be closed tomorrow in observance of that. But today we finished quite a bit higher on corn. We were up about 6 cents across the board. September corn, 428 and a quarter. And December corn, up 5.5 at 437 and a quarter. A really strong week, mostly due to the fact that we've got some weather issues upon us and we haven't been able to get the crop planted and more of the beans than the corn, but they've been rallying. And we went up to the previous highs on that contract all the way back to December. So this is the highest level we've seen since December. It went to about $4.40 then, and of course now we're at $4.37. The market is extremely overbought. So there could be some headwinds from this point over the next couple of trading days. Beans, 3 to 4 cents lower here. November's at 10.28 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. Really got hit pretty good on the end. And then Chicago wheat was steady. Kansas City wheat down about 4 cents to close in July at 5.73, down 3.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
To rehash the quarterly stocks report, it was bearish for wheat. We had 753 million bushels in our stocks as of June 1st. We were expecting 718, and so that was larger than expected. Corn, 4.447 billion bushels. We were looking for 4.555, so that was bullish. Soybeans, 625 million bushels. We were expecting 670. So it was bearish for wheat and bullish for corn and bullish for soybeans. Planted acres, corn, 88.89 million, lower than expected, expecting 89.2. Soybeans were 85.13 million acres, expecting 85.17. And all wheat was higher than expected at 56.07, and we're looking for 55.86. So again, on the acres, it was also bullish for corn and beans and bearish for wheat. We had an Informa report this morning. There was a look at the estimated production this year for corn and beans. Corn, they're expecting a yield of 165.4 bushels an acre. That would put production at 13.412 billion bushels. Beans, they're looking for 45.1 bushels an acre. That would be 3.808. Kind of a little bullish for corn, and it was neutral for beans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle up 15 at 151.22, October up 42 at 154.12. August feeder cattle down 105 at 217.45, September down 95 at 216.10. July lean hogs up 167 at 78.77, August up 152 at 76.37. September, Kansas City wheat down 3/4 at 591 3/4. December down 1/4 at 611 1/4. September Chicago wheat 2 higher at 590 1/2. September corn 6 higher at 428 1/2. December up 5 1/2 at 437 1/4. August soybeans down 2 1/2 at 1038 1/4. And November up 3/4 at 1030 1/4. July cotton down 369 at 62.40, with December up 73 at 68.27. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.